Padiatra. I think, in the beginning, I saw it just like going out on book distribution. But just before we go out on book distribution, you know, you have a little apprehension. You think how much nicer it would be just to stay back in the temple. You think, you know, it's going to be so difficult out there. So I'd also heard some things about the problems on Padiatra, that it's not so easy. There's so many things you have to put up with. But just like on book distribution, although it's a little difficult to get out there, once you get out and once you get the first sale and once things start going, then you feel much better and you really actually enter into the spirit, Sankirtan, and it becomes more relishable. So similarly also in the Padiatra, that once we got out there and once we started to visit the holy places and enter into the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the whole experience became very real. We could think of the Dham, it's not just some word in the Chaitanya Charitamrita or some place on the map, but we could actually enter into the spirit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. I think one of the greatest benefits I've had from the Parikrama is realizing just how much more I still have to go into the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and try to increase my own knowledge and understanding of the Lord's pastimes in the Holy Dham. I've also had I'm greatly appreciative for the Namahata boys and their wonderful kirtan. I cannot imagine walking so much without their association. I think in the association of the Namahata devotees, then all the marching which we did, it became completely joyful. And I didn't think hardly at all about how much we're walking over hard roads. I didn't, by the grace of Krishna, I didn't find any difficulties for my feet because I was always in the association of the Namahata devotees, and they always gave me the holy name and their wonderful kirtan. So I'm very much thankful for their association. I think I wouldn't have too much trouble to come back again. I only wonder if the residents of the Dham will allow us to come back again. That while the Dham makes a lasting impression on us, I think we've also made a lasting impression on the residents of the Dham. That it's not every day in the year that you get 220 people from 33 countries coming in a tiny village like Belpakur and bathing in their pakurs and everything else. So I'm just hoping that the management will, you know, make everything very nice and keep a very nice friendly relationship with all these residents in the Dham so that this parikrama can continue eternally. Hare Krishna.
In yesterday's place, we had some difficulty with our residents. So we did not pass stool and urine at the right place. So I think practice makes us perfect. So this was the first time, second time. We'll learn, we'll know where to pass, and we will go on that way with Parikrama. Yes, sir. Sampriya, then Sarvagya Prabhu, and then Bhakta Tim. Is he? He's going to speak in Soviet Union. I mean, Russian. Someone going to translate? Hari Puja Mataji. Is Tim here? First of all, is he here?
I'd first like to thank my Guru Maharaj Lokanath Swami for his mercy and the wonderful arrangement of his ecstatic parikram. His memories are like precious jewels which we can keep in our hearts to light our lives from the return to the West. I'm afraid I would rather lightly agree to speak in front of, not considering what absolute fool I will feel in front of all the exalted Vaishnavas. I like to smoke pipes. I never sleep long with power crunch. We touch the diamond plants and dance in the realm. We look around God's dance with electricity and our spiritual senses in the room. Here everything is made of... Here everything is made of touchstones. Every song, every word a song, and every gate a dance. And all the cows, birds, trees, and creepers in joyful flourish, existing in hands. As we walk the path, our impurities fall away, and we become like children, simply living in a natural way. But don't forget, time passes swiftly, like Ganga rushing onwards to the sea. So in this way, we are pushed onwards by the force of destiny. On this day, we reach Nirjaya. The black rain clouds proclaim, I still belong to Kali Yoga, and there I must return. Oh, Nirjaya, Nirjaya, the wheel of time still turns, so in the fire of knowledge, the karmic seed I must burn. By my great mercy, the youth found strength disguised, a long life's hard dark road to become humbled and purified. At the road's end we can see, brilliant like the rising sun, where Chaitanya has arisen and his kirtan has begun. To inundate this material world with transcendental sound, in my Lord and Master's mission, my life's mission I have found. Never did Mandipara climb to his day. Let's love on his day.
Madhyanatimirandasya Jananjana Salataya Satsura Militam Dinatasmai Sujurave Namaha. Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pucharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Prasasari Sattarine Pancha Kalpa Turugyascha Kripasindhu Vaivacha Patita Anam Bhavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha. So I have very much enjoyed this parikram in the association of all the devotees, and I cannot see that I had so many realizations, but some thoughts I have been engaged primarily in preaching activity, so more or less I always see things in that light. So first of all, my faith in this movement has increased a lot, and I'm sure this parikram will grow more and more. For example, I was thinking how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he was very happy when one magazine was distributed. If some brahmachari will go back to the temple and say, yeah, we distributed one magazine, then Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj will be very happy. So to fulfill that desire, Lord Krishna arranged in such a way that within no time, as we see today, yesterday we heard that one of the presentations of the centenary of Srila Prabhupada will be to present that ISKCON has contributed in terms of 1 billion pieces of literature. So in the same way, this parikram will definitely become one of the major preaching program of our society. And it is nice because even though other mass, they have stopped to follow the original system, then we have again start the way Srila Prabhupada was doing. Evam parampara praptam, that this knowledge is in this civic succession, is coming as it is, just like we have Bhagavad Gita as it is, we also have parikrama as it is. And the emphasis in parikrama, as far as I understand, there are these 5 principal devotional services given by Srila Rupa Goswami. So one is to reside in the Dham. So many devotees from all over the world, they don't have so much opportunity to reside in the Dham. And so this parikrama can give us that opportunity. I was very much struck by going to the roots of the parikrama, especially somehow that I was thinking
on the life of these great acharya like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, Gokishore, Dasubhaji, and thinking about their level of absorption in meditation and attachment for Krishna and their life of renunciation. Another thing is that the Parikrama has increased my faith on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and understand it. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned that the effulgence of the Brahma Jyoti, the Paramatma, is all coming from Lord Chaitanya. So moving in this Parikrama route has been very, very beneficial, especially for this philosophical understanding of the position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And practically when we move in Parikrama, then as many devotees say, then we really forget the influence of time and space. Just like when we read the Navadvipa Mahatmya, we are hearing how Ayodhya is present here, and the forest of Vrindavan is present here, and so many other details. So we understand that the spiritual nature is like that. It is Achintya Bheda Veda Tattva, it is one and different. So although we are in the area of Navadvipa Dham, and perhaps we are not realized fully, but by doing the Parikrama, we begin to appreciate and to enter into more deep understanding of the reality of the spiritual nature. Apparently it looks very small, but we understand that the entire spiritual world is here. So, by having faith in the acharyas and in the association of devotees, this process of chanting and hearing can gradually take away the dust which is present in our heart, and then gradually we can make this life successful. So I'd like very much to thank Lokanath Maharaj, which is very nicely inspiring all of us and take care of us practically 24 hours a day with full dedication. Sri Lokanath Swami Maharaj ki, Gauramanga Parikrama ki. Very well.
Bhaktathim Prabhuki is also another big book distributed from the Soviet Union. Marapsal.
Yeah, yes, we hear. So the translator?
Oh, he was just, he'll be maybe near him just in case he needs help.
I don't speak English, I don't understand English, but Adraman Prabhu asked me to speak. Only by mercy of Guranga devotees, I take part in this blissful Narit Mandal Parikram. No longer devotees is so merciful that I think that Narayana Mahaprabhu also merciful. I see no longer devotees so joyful, so beautiful, so wonderful that this Navadvipa Dham also wonderful, blissful. I don't know mercy of the land of Krishna, of even of Srila Prabhupada, but I know mercy of Gauranga devotees. And I hope only to mercy of Gauranga devotees. I should build books. Thanks, Your Mercy. Go back to the Vinayaki Jai.
Bhaktatim Ki Jai. So there's a team of how many? 8?
Very nice. Yes, this is an announcement from Bhakti Vrindavana Swami Maharaj on his behalf. One of the devotees from Malaysia, Rasa Rai Prabhu, distributed one Bhagavad Gita this morning. Also another announcement from Mother Mahadevi. She has two daughters and there are some other girls. They will be performing a drama for the pleasure of Parikrama devotees in 3-4 days' time. The further announcement will be made after Mangalarti in Mayapur temple. So just get ready and be prepared to come and enjoy this drama in 3-4 days' time. Thank you. We'd like to thank them. They have been performing quite frequently on Parikrama. Gauranga Prem and others. Our mother Gaurangi, then Ishwar Krishna Prabhu, then Dinabandhu Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, first I would like to thank my spiritual master, Lokanath Maharaj, to organize this parikrama and please forgive me all my offenses. Also, I ask everybody to forgive my offenses if I push you around or step on the toes, literally, or in other words. So, next time the parikrama has been a little different this time. Compared to last year, where I was more like a guest and enjoying the dance. Yeah, I didn't enjoy it, but at the beginning it was a little hectic. And I was thinking, well, maybe I should just pack up and go somewhere. It's too much. Everybody comes to you. At the beginning, I was thinking, looks like everybody else is enjoying the dance, but to me, it's a step. Everybody comes to you, ways this, what to do, and I wasn't always very informed about these things. So, anything difficult, I think maybe I should have packed up and go after all. So also I realized that being more on the management side, that the importance of communication, we always talk about hearing, the process of hearing, but we also have to hear from each other and because hearing means listening and then you have to do something about it. So that's one little realization of increasing communication in this movement. Also, one realization, of course not very interesting, is how transcendental I am and how this body is really an impediment, this mind, and always gets in the way of remembering the Lord and serving Him. So one day I was like a little tired and hungry and sleepy and everything else. So I was sitting down. I didn't have the energy to go see the deities. I was thinking, well, this is getting to be a little too much here. And so I was just sitting there and then one day Rudy came and gave me some flowers that came from the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So I was thinking, well, after all, it made me feel so good to see that Lord Chaitanya was really watching after me and after all of us, and even sometimes we don't realize it. So this little flower helped me change my consciousness. And so another aspect of another realization, like I said, has been helping the Mataji, so it's been very nice to even though sometimes it's a little difficult, but to serve so many wonderful devotees and just by seeing them happy and comfortable, that was my satisfaction in the way of experiencing this dharma. If other devotees can enjoy it, so that's good for me at this point. Also, serving the Mataji was good therapy in a way, because sometimes I get a little frustrated with this, some men in this movement, with some, you know, little chauvinistic attitudes sometimes towards women. So I realize Krishna is giving me the mercy in a way that I can serve women. Maybe in my first life I was one of these men too. So that was one of my realizations, that Krishna, I give you a nice chance to kind of deal with your karma. Even sometimes it might be a little frustrating and disturbing. So in the end, it's very nice service to do that. And the other day I was just walking, and it was hot, I was tired, hungry. And I was thinking, I got to put some shoes on today. I didn't have any shoes, so somebody lent me their shoes. So that was nice for a while, because it was yesterday, there were so many stones on the road. So that was nice for a while, and pretty soon the shoe didn't fit me at all, so pretty soon it started to hurt on the top. And I had to take them off, and I was thinking, there's no way you can win in this material world. You try to avoid this one, and here comes another one. Finally I said, let me just surrender and take these shoes off. And right away, after we crossed the Ganges, the path becomes really smooth. So I was thinking, it shows that we're trying to make so many arrangements and avoid so many miseries, but in the end, there's no way. We just have to surrender, and then everything becomes smooth. So that was a little realization I had. And the last one is that the Istanakam and the Spire come, I realized we have to take our chanting more seriously, paying attention and really getting into it, and making our only business while we chant. And also we have to respect more the chanting of others. So many times you're trying to chant and everybody comes to you like you're doing nothing. So it's a little disturbing. We just have to learn how to get absorbed and respect others who are chanting. I think it's a problem sometimes. So that's it. And I think I'm going to take advantage of making a little announcement. During this parikrama, we make some tapes. And these tapes are going to be available through the TED Ministry, Parayatra TED Ministry. You can pick up a flyer. It will be in the Parayatra booth in Mayapur. So anybody who's interested in getting tapes, and you can get them this way. So please forgive me of my senses, and thank you very much to Lokanath Maharaj.
We also thank Mother Gaurangi on behalf of all the mothers. Is Sai Chaitanya, you're going to speak? Yes? Okay, we're having the Sai Chaitanya speak. Rest. Hurry up. Nasa Pancha Tatma. Okay, make it short.
First of all, I feel very much indebted to His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj for his association on this parikram. I'm very happy that I'm a devotee of Krishna, and I knew about this Navadvipa Mandal. In Los Angeles, I didn't get very much association with Krishna conscious girls, and there, instead of coming on this parikram, they would probably go to some place like Disneyland. I feel very much indebted that I got to come, because on this parikram, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya actually become real. Like when you're at some place like Srinivas Angam, you think, wow, this is really the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would actually dance all night with all the devotees. I really like this parikram, and I hope I will be able to come again.
this Navadri Mandal Parikram was ecstatic. There's so many stories that you learn. I've been reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita for my schooling, but so much is new. Lord Chaitanya's passions are unlimited. You learn more and more. On this Parikram, I learned that I can take austerity easier than I could before it. And I'm grateful that I'm a devotee of Krishna so I can go on this blissful Parikram instead of going to some mundane place so I can enjoy my senses. I sometimes get very annoyed with the villagers sharing, but when I think, I realize that they are more fortunate than anyone with millions of dollars. They are so fortunate to be born in such holy dhams where Lord Chaitanya and his associates have been. The Mother Gandhi flows very close to their homes. They get to bathe in this water which has touched the lotus feet of Lord Krishna every day. I'm very happy that I could come on this Parikram, and I hope I can come again.
Yes. Your children could take part and realize so much. Lord, something?
I feel very happy that I've come on this Parikram, which is very rare. Many devotees have joined, and we can see all the places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where pastimes are conducted. Many of us feel very fortunate to be on this Parikram, which many of our great acharyas have performed. This is my first experience on this Navadri Mandal Parikram. And even though there's so much austerity, there's still a lot of happiness and transcendental bliss that is experienced.
Ram Priya, do you have something to say? No wrong phrase? Open hands now, everyone. Now you like to hear children speak, right? Radha Raman also.
Oh my ಜ್ಞಾನಜ್ಞಾನ ಮಿನಂದಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನ ಶಲಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರ ಮಿಲಿತ ಮಿನಾಥಸ್ಮ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ ವಂಶ ಕೌಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಪ್ರೀತಸಿಂಧು ದೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪ್ರವಣಿಭ್ಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. So we had so many points on my list, but after hearing all these wonderful speakers, I kind of gave them up. But at the same time, this parikram was actually a wonderful opportunity to enter much deeper into devotional service and actually come closer to the spiritual world. It was like that. I can say, I came as a tourist, I left as a pilgrim. Actually, when I came, my vision was much more external, kind of beautiful trees, houses, and photos. But I actually got more and more the realization that the Holy Dham is eternal, spiritual, and blissful. Like sometimes we may read the Bhagavad Gita or read the Srila Prabhupada's books, and then by reading them, we understand how actually we don't understand them, and we want to hear them more and more and more. And the first time only increases our appetite to hear them for the next time, the second time, and so on. So also coming here, my mind starts to dwell upon the wonderful pastimes here in the Holy Dham, and I just want to have more. I want to come more, hear more, meditate more. Another thing is that often people ask me, where are you from? And I say a kind of a shallow answer, I'm from Israel, this and that. But coming here, I feel by the mercy of the devotees actually, that this is my real home. And very privately in my mind now I can think that I may go to the West and engage in so many sophisticated services. But if everything fails, I can always come here and I find my place here, live very simply, wander, go to visit different deities, different temples, take a dust, and be very happy and very satisfied here. So in my mind I have my positive alternative now, maybe when I'm older, etc. Another thing is that we heard that performing service in the Holy Dham gives a great benefit, 1,000 times more than the normal service. And I really got a wonderful taste for very small services. Even like going to the water pump and like pumping some water for some other devotee, these small things, or giving another devotee a chadar or sweater, very small services become very meaningful, and every small service performed actually gives a great satisfaction to the heart. And what to speak of chanting the holy name, hearing classes, what to speak of these services, everything is multiplied so much just by being here. Another thing is that as a jnani by nature, I try to kind of speculate about the nature of the Holy Dham, think what will separate, kind of my avatar tendency, try to see the Holy Dham separately from the devotees of the pastimes, and by jnana, understand the Holy Dham. I ask one devotee, maybe, anyhow, how would be the Holy Dham without the pastime, without separate existence, or does it not have separate existence? What would the Holy Dham be before Krishna appeared? A kind of jnana mentality, not so difficult for me. But ultimately I realized, like Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, bhakti mamam vijanati yavam yas chasmi tatvata sato mam tatvato gyatva vishatetam nandaram, that only by devotional service can Krishna be understood. And similarly also the Holy Dham can be understood only by devotional service, by hearing and chanting in association of devotees, by performing parikram, touching carefully the ground, step after step after step, taking the dust of the Holy Dham, the dust of the devotees, and in this way only can we enter the Holy Dham, not by jnana, not by machinery, by sophisticated things. I finished, but just some more small points. Another thing is that in the devotional service, we enter the devotional service, so we advance by the mercy of the devotees. So also the Holy Dham, there was no way for me to enter the Holy Dham without the mercy of the devotees. Because even if I would have some money, I would take a rickshaw wala to drive me around. How could I realize the glories of the Holy Dham without being able to hear from the other devotees who are so merciful and kind, and without them organizing such a nice parikram. So certainly
it's not possible to enter the Holy Dharam without the devotee's mercy, and I'm very grateful for that. Another small thing is that I was asked in this survey, what's the worst thing, what's the thing I like the least? So then I thought, probably the mosquitoes, I mean, what could be worse? Yeah. But then a second thought, I thought, actually, it's not true. It was also blissful, even the mosquitoes. It's very blissful. Because to be in the Holy Dharam, we heard from His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj in our class that Jagannath Babaji Maharaj, she had such a taste for taking prasadam and association of these puppies. So actually, it's a fact, in the Holy Dharam, everything is blissful, even to be bitten by a mosquito. It's very blissful, it's very wonderful. It's very wonderful. And there's no this attempt to try to minimize the bodily suffering, increase the comfortability. It's just illusory and coming out of the bodily concept of life. But actually, it's wonderful to be here, to live simply, to be bitten by the mosquitoes, to have our feet hurt a little. It's great. It's wonderful. It's spiritual. It's transcendental. And it's just so nice. That's no other point too much. Maybe I'll end here. Jai, all the rest of Srila Prabhupada, all the rest of the Srimad devotees, all the rest of the Holy Dharam. There you go. From Israel, huh? Yeah, Reb Ali from Israel. Avoid the attacks of the missiles and mosquitoes are attacking him here. In the place of this effect, there are only mosquitoes. Other mosquitoes. He was a devotee who was really caring for you day and night. Father Anand Prabhu ki. He is real humble. Those who know him.
Krishna, I was very much afraid to speak here and speak to you. And actually, I am not the least of a speaker. And but now there is no choice anymore. I can't afford to disobey His Holiness Loknath Maharaj, and for that reason I am here. And there is another fear in my mind. Probably all of you must be known that as long as a fool is silent, he is considered a very nice person. When he speaks, then he will be known. Now another my fear, I am going to speak here, then I am going to must expose my foolishness to you as well. Anyhow, first of all, I would like to thank all of you for your cooperation to make this Navadvip Mangal Parikrama successful. Being a pure Vaishnava, I am considering you, all of you, a pure Vaishnava, and I hope you will forgive me for any offenses. Of course, you may not be aware of it, but we have committed a lot of disturbance, as like an unexpert manager. I am personally known for bad management. And now my realization, there is offense here listed to consider Vrindavan and Navadvip different. Long back ago I heard that Vrindavan and Navadvip Dham, Gaur Mangal Parikrama is non-different. It is same. As a principle, or theoretically, my mind accepted this, there is no difference, because this is a Shastra, revelation of Shastra. But my mind was not in practice, I was not accepting this. I have some special attraction for Vrindavan. I was thinking Vrindavan is Vrindavan and other places is. But this time, and when I came here for Navadvip Mangal Parikrama, I was offering against the dham. And mentally I was committing offense. But when we reached the Swarna Vihar, the place of Buddhimanta Khan, there my mind completely accepted this fact that Maudit Dham and Vrindavan is not different, the same. And with this my realization, I would like to stop my speech. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
And another devotee who was very actively helping the management is the leader of Namahatta, is our Bhadrachara Prabhu. And he was with us last year, and he was here with us this year. And I don't think we could organize parikramas without his involvement in future. You saw him, he was very day and night, he was also running around and organizing an amartya to serve you all. So we also request him to say a few words. So, just remember one sloka written by Prabhupada Saraswati Pat, where he is explaining that Acharya Dharmam Paricharya Devan Vicharya Tirthani Vicharya Vedan Vinana Gaurav Priyapada Sevam Vedadi Dusprapya Padam Vidandi. That means one can practice the different types of dharma, such as Varnashram Dharma. One can also worship the different demigods, even Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can also go around and travel in the different holy places, Vicharya Tirthani, like we are going to the different holy places in Abhidham. And Vicharya Vedan, and one can scrutinizingly study the Veda. But unless one serves the devotees of Lord Gauranga, Vinana Gaurav Priyapada Sevam, unless one serves the dear devotees of Lord Gauranga, Vedadi Duspratya Padam Vidanti, one can never get the devotional service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, and his first son, Sadharani. So, by coming in this Navadvip Mandal Parikrama for two times, so gradually I can understand, into some extent, the justification behind this sloka, behind this statement. And actually, I have come so many times to all these places, personally, alone, and with some other devotees also. Whenever I get some pride or fight with devotees, I just go around. But then, I can't see the dham as they are. But when I am coming with the devotees, actually, and when I am hearing the devotees, the glories of the dham, the different pastimes, I am getting enlightened. Apart from that also, that although I have been attending so many Mayapur festivals, practically every year, and serving them, but still, some parts of impersonalism is still existing over there. Although we are staying in the same long building and all, we do not know each other, and we hardly find any time to ask devotees home, Prabhu, where are you coming from, you know, what is this? Everyone is busy, going here and there, seminars, like that. And we are busy for management, serving devotees. So here we can see that this Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, dealing with the devotees are very personal, very loving, very sweet. And one thing I'm realizing, that because I'm part of the management,
I'm involved. So I can see 1,000 or more than that, so many mistakes in this management. And if we are a little careful, or at least if I could become a little more active, a lot of problems, a lot of discomforts could be avoided. But of course the devotees are not bothering all these things. But I can, because I am in the management, so I see it. A lot of mistakes are there in my part and on the part of all the managers. And still, I never heard any devotees complaining. I never heard any devotees screaming, although there are so many discomforts for the devotees. And I think that I know how I am such a puffed-up rascal. And whereas the devotee is with so much of difficulties, they never complain and they're so humble, simply standing, dancing and feeling the ecstasy. So in this way I can see where is my position and where is the position of all of the devotees. So I beg the mercy of the devotees so that I could also become humble and I could also understand the glory of the Dham more and more with the association of the devotees. And on behalf of the management, and on behalf of myself, I beg the forgiveness of all the devotees. Please forgive me and forgive us and empower us so that we can serve you again and again in forthcoming year. Hare Krishna.
Very nice. Yeah, he said what I could have said. I'm on that list when he said us. I was also there, I'm also there. Okay, it's getting late. So, Dinabandhu Prabhu? Gauranga, Gauranga!
Gauranga! Oma Jnanati Madandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Kattu Nivitam Jena Tasmai Shri Garvi Nama Shri Tishan Manu Vistam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Bhagatam Mayam Dati Sapatanyam Namo Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shiva Shiva Vedanta Swami Shinami Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Vishi Sunyavadi Pachachari Sadarani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Advaita Gadara Shiva Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So having offered obeisances to the lotus feet of our beloved spiritual master Srila Prabhupada and Gauranga Mahaprabhu and all the Panchatattva, I'd like to offer my respects to His Holiness Lokanath Swami, who so kindly guided us on this tour of the Dham, and to all the sannyasis present who so kindly enlightened us from our ignorance, and to all of the devotees who have participated in this Navadip Mandal Prakrama. So I was listening as everyone was speaking, and everyone was talking about so many difficulties and having to go out in the forest and pass through. And so I was thinking, why have we done all this? How do we justify it? We've taken 10 extra days out of our service. Are you going to go to your temple president? Well, I want to go on Navadi Mandal Prakrama so I can learn this past school in the forest and experience so many difficulties. And what is the justification? You took 10 extra days, you know, before the festival. You took 10 extra days out of your service. You have to justify this to your spiritual master, first of all, to your temple president or DBC or different authorities. But actually, the biggest realization I had was by the grace of His Holiness Dhananar Swami, when he was talking about nectar devotion. Because Rupa Goswami says there's five most important activities of devotional service. And he said that, he asked us that we should only do those things on Navadvip Mandal Prakrama. The point that I tried to make to him was that that's why we go on Navadvip Mandal Prakrama, because those are the only five activities that you do on Navadvip Mandal Prakrama. That is why we go. That is why we've tolerated all of these different difficulties. Because these are the five most important things in devotional service, as Rupa Goswami has stated in Nectar of Devotion. So what is that? First of all, Sankirtan. As everyone, or a few speakers have pointed out, and actually it's a fact, if those Navahata boys had not been there, you can't make it. Only when you hear those boys going on, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you just somehow get the power to keep on walking. In fact, we're going to have to make we need a much more powerful speaker, because as soon as I got out of earshot, and I know the mothers were complaining to me like anything, as soon as you're out of earshot of the holy name of those boys doing Sankirtan, it's really miserable walking. As long as you can hear them, you can just go and forget everything. And then, of course, some of the Sankirtan, just like in Bel Pukur, that Sankirtan was just like right out of Washington's pastime. I didn't want that one to ever end. And there were so many ecstatic Sankirtan. Everywhere we went, there was ecstatic Sankirtan. And that's one of the most important processes of devotional service, Sankirtan. This is a Sankirtan movement. Like that. So next is worshipping, I'm not doing it in order, but next is worshipping the deity. So, as somebody else pointed out, sometimes you look up and suddenly you realize that there's Gorni Thai. They're leading us on this Navadvip Mandal Prakrama. This is actually, you can think 5,500 years ago, Gorni Thai was just walking along these same muddy paths, just like we were walking. They're walking through these emerald paddy fields, just like we were walking. And we saw so many important deities. We saw the deity of Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt was such a wonderful personality. He wanted the sins of the whole world to come on him, and everyone else can go back to Godhead. And we saw the deities worshipped by him. The deities worshipped by Sarangamura, the deities worshipped by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And we saw these very powerful Jagannath deities. I mean, we're just worshipping ordinary deities. We're worshipping very powerful deities. And I really realized the power of Jagannath. I always heard so many stories about Jagannath. So I've always gone before the deity. I always pray, please take all the material contamination out of my heart. Please place devotional service. And it never happens, you know. So I went before Jagannath. All right, Jagannath's very powerful. And I realized Jagannath was just smacking me. Jagannath got me. Now I know why I go before the deity and I pray, and it never seems to go out of your heart, because I won't let go. That was the biggest realization I got. They're very powerful deities. He is really. As soon as I just 2 minutes before I prayed to him, all of a sudden he said, "You rascal, you're just still hanging on to your material diet. What am I supposed to do about it?" Then, so Sankirtan, worshipping the deity, living in the holy dham. Actually, was so ecstatic. Lokanath Swami was describing how, you know, they pay so many, you know, for a square foot of property in Manhattan, you know, you pay so many thousands of dollars. But, you know, who can compare the opulence of this dham? And it's not just any ordinary place. I mean, we can go all over Bengal, there's bamboo and mango trees and so many things all over. But there's something very special about this dham. And actually it's described, if you really want to get into the real estate market, it's described that one grain of dust of either Vrindavan or this Navadvip dham, one grain of dust is worth more than all the opulences of Vaikuntha. That's hot real estate. So it's so ecstatic, you know, it's just like Chaitanya Nidai, she said, she was just a young girl, but she realized all of a sudden, you go there and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes come to life. We went to this place and that place, Srivas Angan, where that whole song that we sing every night, that comes to life at Srivas Angan. Srivas Angan, that's where our Gaur Artik song started, you know. Lord Chaitanya is sitting on a throne, Srivas is there with the fan, Nitai is on the left side, and in front of him was it? Sakshin Gadadhar is on in front of him, and Srivas is holding the chamara, and Nahari is there. That whole, our whole Gaur Artik song becomes
alive to you. And all of the pastimes, this Dhamma is such a wonderful place. As far as realizing the non-difference, it only took me, I know it took rather a month longer, but it took me only as far as Belt Pakur. As soon as I got to Belt Pakur and I saw how beautiful this place was, just like we went on Brej, Prikama, we went to so many wonderful places. And it was just like, also I came to Belt Pakur and I said, but this is just like when we went on Brej, Prikama, we went to so many beautiful natural places and it's so wonderful here. They're actually non-different. So Sankirtan, worshiping the deity, living in the holy dham, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. It was just so ecstatic. The sages of Naimisharanya, they sat underneath some trees in Naimisharanya and heard Srimad Bhagavatam. So every day we were doing like that. We were sitting, Harihar Shetha was sitting there under these huge tamarind trees. They must have been there. They were so old. They must have been there in Mahaprabhu's time. Everywhere we went, we're just sitting under the trees hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And it was so ecstatic hearing all the different devotees from all over the world giving Srimad Bhagavatam class. And the last, Sadhu Sangha. Actually, my biggest one of my other realizations is that this body is getting old. In 1974, if I would have come on Braj Mandal Prikama, the Gaur Mandal Prikama, I would have enjoyed it 1,000 times more. You all are so fortunate, those of you who are younger, and coming on this. If I would just get to the place, just, that was it, Only when I heard the non-Sankirtan of the Arctic, I could scrape myself off the burlap and come to the Arctic. But if it wasn't for all of the wonderful devotees who came on this Prikama, I don't think I could have made it. It's only by your mercy, because that was the sweetest thing. Everyone who's been up here said that was the sweetest thing, was associating with the devotees and hearing all the different preaching things, pastimes that are going on all over the world, hearing Sankarshan tell me all about the exciting things going on in BTG and controversies also there, and hearing about his... He told us the whole story of how he came to Krishna consciousness. It was so wonderful hearing again about Vishnudhan Swami and all of those wonderful pastimes of the old days. And just associating with all the devotees, actually, that was the most nectarine thing, that this whole Navadvipa Mandal Prikama. It's only by the mercy of all of the Vaishnavas that I was able to come in this Gaur Mandal Prikama. So that is the reason why we came. These are the five most important activities of devotional service. Association of devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Sankirtan, worshipping the deity, and living in the holy place. So that is why we've taken all of this trouble, and I think everyone will agree that it was definitely worth it. And I realized that this was actually the only way, as Maharaj had pointed out in his class, this was the real way to enter into the Dham. And as somebody else pointed out, as soon as there's so many, if we put more material facilities into this Prikama, then it'll disappear, just like for so many years I came to Mayapur festival, and you just come, like Maharaj pointed out, and there's just, there's shiny noodles over here, and pizza over there, and this is over there, and limca, and quality ice cream, and, did I come 1,000 miles, say $1,000 or $1,200 just to come here and eat ice cream and pizza? By this Navadvipa Mandal Prikama, we've actually entered into the Mayapur Dham. By these five processes, we were actually able to enter into the holy dawn of Mayapur. Actually, some people were feeling a little nervous about coming. I'm but nervous about going back to all that material facility. So I'm just saying, actually, we should appreciate that all this material facility that Prabhupada has given us in these dhams, because he was thinking that these Westerners, how will they come here and go out in the field and pass school? How will they suffer all of these austerities? So Prabhupada has given us all of these facilities just to make our material side a little easier. Why? So we can do these five things. So when you go back to all that material facility, either here in the Dham or back in your different places of preaching, you have to remember that all of this opulence is only due to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada has given us this mercy, given us this material facility. Why? So we can do these five things. Because even where there's a temple, that is also non-different from the Dham of the Lord. So you can perform these five things no matter where you are in the world.
And that is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki! And also I want to thank all of the wonderful devotees who work so hard. It's so difficult. You're going from one place. I mean, to organize a temple, you know, just temples just run automatically because it's the same thing every day. But every day you're going to a different place. There's a different set of circumstances. Somehow or other, Radharaman, Achyuta, Chaitanya was in charge of prasadam, which was first class. Bhagat Saru was very helpful. And I don't know who all the devotees were in the back, because it's so wonderful just to enjoy the prakrama. And as Mother Gaurangi said, it's such a hassle. But actually, it's a burden of love to be able to be on the management and serve all of these wonderful Vaishnavas. It is so amazing to see all of these Vaishnavas from all over the world suffering all these. There's no limka stand, there's no water cooler, there's no so many things, that they're all out here enjoying. They're all dancing in ecstasy. It was so wonderful to be associated with all these wonderful Vaishnavas. I mean, it's really been purifying for me. So, and last of all, I wanted to thank Lokanath Maharaj, who is the most fortunate person on this planet. He gets to, I mean, we can decide whether we want to come or not, but Maharaj, every year, twice a year, he goes, once on Brajmandal Prakrama and once on this Gaurmandal Prakrama. So there's no more fortunate person than him. And he's my Dham Guru. We have many different types of gurus. So Lokanath Swami is one of my Dham Gurus, along with Padmalochan Prabhu and Narayan Maharaj. So, if one, when one takes Diksha or Siksha from his Guru, then it is the natural next thing is after getting all of that benefit, then he must offer some dakshin. So I'm not very, very wealthy, but somehow or other I have some small dakshin that I went to offer at his lotus feet. I encourage everyone who felt they got some benefit. Naradeep Nanda Prakrama ki!
He sounds like a spiritual master. Nirvandu sounds like a spiritual master of all of us. So we have to promote you as a Dham Guru of all of us. Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Nidati Swa Padamtikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sahidor Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I feel that Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Radha and Krishna are pleased with all of you and your efforts, and they will help you and bless you to be successful in preaching and developing love for Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna.
nectar of devotion, the quality of satyam, friendship. There's two types of friends. One is a confidential friend and one is a well-wisher. Confidential friend, Prabhupada said, is very advanced. You actually think that Krishna is your friend. So the other type is a well-wisher, and he gives the example of Draupadi. And Draupadi said, I'm going through so much difficulty, Krishna, but I am only living because of your promise that you will protect the devotees. So the Gormando Parikrama is a very nice opportunity to realize this particular item, how Krishna is always there as our well-wishing friend. And Prabhupada also gives a very unique analysis of this well-wisher. He says that not only should we think that Krishna is our friend, but that if we become preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement, then actually we can become the well-wisher and friend of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Om Janajananda-sya Janajana-slakaya Saksim Nuritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stabitam Yena Bhutle Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Sapadantikam. So I'm very happy that I had the opportunity to come back here and hear the realizations of the devotees. Although I didn't participate on the whole parikrama, still I had the opportunity to somehow or another also gain the realization that so many nice devotees have gained just by hearing from them. Yes, I took the easy way. Of course, I can't say I've gotten the realizations, but at least I've heard these nice realizations, and I hope sometime to be able to get these realizations also by practical experience. You can see that the world is gradually or rapidly falling apart or blowing apart, depending where you are. And it is increasingly degrading itself at an ever faster pace. But here, when we come to Navadvipa, to Mayapur, to so many transcendental places, we can see that the eternal world is simply becoming more and more ecstatic. Prabhupada wanted us to live simply and to think high, and I don't think there is a place on this planet where the devotees are living simply, or where anyone could live more simply under the shelter of the opulence that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pure devotees have afforded us, and where there can be any higher thinking than associating with the ecstatic, wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pure devotees. So I don't think there can be any group of people more fortunate on this planet who have received the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada and their representatives such as Lokanath Maharaj and his followers, who provided so much shelter and so much example that we can also learn to live simply and actually in a practical way learn how to enter into the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his unalloyed devotees. So I also like to especially thank Lokanath Maharaj, because without his inspiration, I'd always take shelter of the nicest situation, the most seemingly comfortable situation, and suffer an anxiety thinking about how much the devotees on this wonderful parikrama are advancing, while I take shelter in the most materially comfortable situation. So thank you very much, Lokanath Maharaj and all the other devotees here. And I simply pray that sometime in the future that I can become qualified to participate more in this parikrama and actually try to, actually by the mercy of the devotees and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begin to make some spiritual advancement. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Lokanath Maharaj ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Whenever devotees, sannyasis came on parikrama, devotees on parikrama, they really were more happy on those days. Getting that feeling. Yes? So, we are very much thankful to Dhanadhar Maharaj and Pallavan Maharaj and Kiraj Maharaj and Navayogendra Maharaj and Sridhar Maharaj, Sabhas Maharaj and Rasta Maharajas were with us all the time, but some kept coming and returning. I am returning here and so we really beg the association of sannyasins, like them to come more and more in bigger number. Next year we would like more sannyasins to come this side. So that you are big managers, you decide. My heartfelt thanks to all the sannyasins, those who were with us full time and those who kept coming from time to time. And now we hear Kavichandra Maharaj, who always sends his devotees from Japan to parikrama.
Mama Jana Timirandasya Gana Gana Chalakaya Chakshu Milikanyena Tasmai Sri Gadave Namah. I was able to come on the first Navadvip Parikrama, which was much bigger, right? 3 weeks or something. Found it quite a relief from all the inconveniences and difficulties of having to try to think of Krishna in Tokyo. But somehow or other since then I haven't been able to find the time, that I must have offended somebody or offended the Dham. But I hope that all these devotees, last year I think there was 70, right? Anyway, it's increasing very much. So if you could all just pray that for the Holy Dham to somehow arrange that we can come, at least I can come. This is a we're so conditioned, we think so much austerity, but actually it's normal life for most of the people in the world. Isn't it? Yeah. And if you have to travel like we do these days in airports and walking, I know some airports we walk more than 1 or 2 kilometers just through the airport. It's certainly nothing to remind you of Krishna. There's no air, no sunlight. Then you get inside of a tin can. If you want to go to the bathroom, you have to wait in line. As soon as you go inside, somebody's pounding on the door. And so many things. So actually, this is materially much easier, much better. But spiritually, there's nothing like this, at least except book distribution, where you're just walking and looking for Krishna. Nothing else on your mind. So those who are book distributors, they can, I think you'll find if you haven't done this before, when you go for book distribution, you'll remember the Navadvip Dham, you'll be, you know, realize Krishna more. And if you aren't book distributors, please become book distributors. There was a resolution made in BBC this year, given by the BBC trustees, that the leaders of our movement are supposed to always tell everybody that the purpose of our movement is to make devotees and tell them to distribute books. So I have to do that. That's my duty. At least I got one thing out of all these meetings. So please take it. And if you are already distributing books, understand you can go on year after year, just come here for a few weeks, walk around, to get your therapy, relax. It's a whole thing, spiritual energy coming from the not holy Dham is not something that you can get anywhere else. Although, at the same time, every temple is a holy Dham, every temple is Lord Chaitanya's place. This is a little different. Somebody was saying how they're calculating, but this is always the holy Dham. This is the spiritual world. It's not the material world. But it didn't become the holy Dham when Lord Chaitanya appeared, because he appeared here so many times before, even 500 years ago. The history is there, but he's always here. This is the spiritual world, same like Vrindavan. So we get this dust, the air, everything here, every atom is spiritual energy. Then we absorb that, then we should give it to everyone. Wherever we go, actually, we have that power then. It's not our power, but it's there. And this way our movement is spreading all over the world. And Lord Chaitanya said all over the universe. When Prabhupada said, how can we understand? It spread all over the world very quickly, and spreading more and more quickly and more every year to parts of the world most of us never even knew existed. Suddenly we find out 50 devotees come from there, right? So the universe also, all these things are happening. So we invite everyone, come, bring your friends, and pray that all of us sannyasi, somehow Lord Chaitanya will let us come also. I don't consider austerity to come on. This is what they call it in the military, R&R, rest and relaxation. In the Vietnam War, they would go to Tokyo for that. But believe me, that is not, there's no relaxation there. There's no rest. And there's no any opportunity to think of Krishna unless you preach.
Feel that? Well, I just come from Bolivia. South America. What an ecstatic Maharaja.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Chinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Chinnavani Pashyati Adi Vitale. Well, this is my first day here in this parikrama, and this is the last day of the parikrama. So. That's it. But I remember a few years ago, several years ago, I had this program of traveling Hare Krishna Festival in Italy. We had a few trucks and different vehicles. I remember one day Maharaj told me, one day I'm going to get you down from your truck and make you walk. So thank you, Maharaj, I'm here walking now. And I'm going to at least one day walk with all the devotees and trying to walk behind Maharaj so at least I can get some dust. I mean, you can imagine how fortunate you may be to get some of the dust. You know, those food, they've been walking to all the holy places in there, on India, you know. You get some of the dust, your material life is finished. So I'm going to stay behind and try to get some of the dust. And anyway, even though I just came today, it's so transcendental, this atmosphere, that I already got a realization. I got it when I heard Dinabandhu speaking. Because just like Dinabandhu was saying, you know, everybody was saying how, you know, we went through this, all these material difficulties. You know, walking and not having a place. You know, where to go and do your bodily things, and you know. But he was saying, "Well, but we have done all this because of the holy Dham, to visit the holy Dham and to do devotional service in the holy Dham and to worship the deities, associate with the body here, Srimad Bhagavatam, all these five major things in devotional service." And at that point, I was then in the bag, you know, I was becoming really transcendentally envious, because I was thinking, wow, I'm doing that every day, preaching in that, in a really, how do you call, not only remote, but hostile countries, like I am in Bolivia. Movement is underground there, and so there is no possibility even to go out and preach openly. It's still underground, even from a few years, even in Russia, the devotees, they can go out and do Arinam and do Ratha Yatra. We cannot even go out in Dodi, you know, and they will put us in jail immediately. So the devotees have decided, well, let us make a little farm at least. We can be Krishna consciousness. They associate with us and sneak out and get somebody and bring it in, sneak out, get somebody and bring it in. But that's what they're doing every day. They're walking and they are full of mosquitoes and they don't have facilities. They have to go to the river to bathe every day. And they were becoming transcendentally envious because they were thinking, well, we're doing every day that, but we don't have the holy time then. But then Dinabandhu, that after saying that he has become my Dham Guru, because he said that wherever there is the deities, that are holy Dham. So I thought, wow, then I'm fortunate, even though I'm in Bolivia, because we have our little Goli tie there, and so we are doing all those activities to serve Goli tie over there. And I'm making a request here to Dinabandhu today that any Vrindavan, please, he should take me to Naradavan. We call our place in Bolivia New Naradavan, so I asked him to take me to the real Naradavan to beg the blessing of Narada Muni to show that even in Bolivia the Krishna consciousness movement should become openly accepted so we could preach freely over there. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Rupa Manande.
So it's 10:35, according to my watch. We're supposed to have stopped this long time ago, 1 hour ago, an hour ago. So now let us stop here. The breakfast is being served right now, and then we're going to take the shortest path back to Antargreet.